We begin the Warren County Radio Bible School again with another Bible question. And this one is about the children of Israel as they were led through the wilderness. Do you remember how God led them through the wilderness? Well, we read about that immediately after they left Egypt. We begin to see how God was going to lead them. And it was a ever reminder of the presence of God among them. We'll read that lesson from the text in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now here is the question. How did God lead the children of Israel through the wilderness? We read in Exodus chapter 13, 21 and 22. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night, the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, departed not from before the people. Now that's how God led his people then. Do you know how God leads his people now? It's through the scriptures, the inspired writings handed down to us by Moses and the prophets and Christ and the apostles. They're the light unto our feet and the lamp of our path. And so we follow them. They're ever present with us. And we can see how to go through the day, and we can see how to make it through the night by following his word. Let me return to the Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of August the 1st, 1926, about the children of Israel being delivered at the Red Sea. And we've come to this about helps and hints for the teacher. And the subtitle here is, By Faith. Faith in God was the mainspring of the great deeds that were done in the Old Testament. It led to this great deliverance of Israel from Egypt. By faith, Moses kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, when the Egyptians essaying to do so were swallowed up. Hebrews 11, 28 through 29. Through faith in God, they did what he commanded. And that is always the case. When someone does something by faith, they're doing what God said. And you don't have faith without works. You show faith by your works. So faith means doing what God told us to do. For 1,500 years, the Passover commemorated this event until Christ, our Passover, died on the cross, 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. For almost 2,000 years, the Lord's Supper has commemorated the deliverance from sin and the grave through the body and blood of Christ. None but God could have foreseen and prearranged all this so that one was the type of the other. None but God could erect monuments of events as they transpire. Human wisdom would not have selected the simple lamb and the unleavened bread, and in the case of the Lord's Supper, the loaf and the fruit of the vine. It would have been selected more enduring, time-defying, costly substances. But man's ways are not God's ways. Isaiah the prophet told us that in Isaiah chapter 55. And so we read, The children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks, and herds, and very much cattle. Exodus 12:37-38. God claimed the firstborn of man and beast, because he thus saved the firstborn alive. Exodus 13:1-16. Later he took the Levites in lieu of the firstborn. And Numbers 3:1-51. Now let's go to the explanatory notes. We read in Exodus chapter 13 and in verse 17 and 18, it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war. And they returned to Egypt. But God led the people about by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. Since the Israelites went out of Egypt by faith, when they went by God's directions, he led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest the people repent and see war. He led them by the way of the Red Sea. By consulting a map, it will be seen readily how it was nearer to Canaan by the Philistine way, and that in that way there was no sea or water to cross. But that was not God's way. The Israelites could not have gone by the way of the Philistines by faith, because God did not tell them to go that way. We read in verses 20 and 21. Let me read 19 through 21. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he'd straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped at Etham, in the edge of the wilderness. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day, and the pillar of fire by night departed not from before the people. It was according to Joseph's directions that was also given by faith that his bones were carried out of Egypt by Moses. From Succoth they journeyed to Etham, which was east of the northeast of Succoth. You might look on a map and see if you can find these places coming out of Egypt and going toward the Red Sea. Succoth, or Etham, was on the edge of the wilderness. And here the pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night first appeared and is first mentioned. It was given that the Israelites might know the way God wanted them to go, and that they might travel by night as well as by day. Jehovah went before them in this pillar of cloud and fire. He did this by the angel of his presence. This pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night never departed from before the people. Today, God is the light and protection of all who trust and obey him. His word is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. Psalm 119:105. Of Christ it is said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1:4. He says of himself, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. The only way to walk in the light is to follow Christ. When this pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night first appeared, the children of Israel had started the wrong way out of Egypt. But they had started the way human wisdom suggested. Just so men sometimes start to heaven the wrong way, the way human wisdom suggests. But such is not God's way in wisdom, and such is not the way of faith. So God turned the Israelites back to go in the right way. Let me read to you from Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. And Jehovah spake unto Moses, saying, speaking to the children of Israel, that they turn back and encamp before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal-Zephon. Over against it shall ye encamp by the sea. And Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land, and the wilderness have shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart. He shall follow after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah. And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people were fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was changed toward the people. And they said, what is this we have done, that they have let children of Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over them. And Jehovah hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. For the children of Israel went out by a high hand. And the Egyptians pursued after them. All the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea, besides Pihahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. You see, God turned the Israelites back at Etham. They traveled southward in an opposite direction from Canaan. They encamped before Pihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, before Baal-Zephon, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 1. This was between the mountain and the sea, in a kind of pocket or trap, from which there was seemingly no escape but to return by the way that they went into it. And it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now, how did God harden Pharaoh's heart? Well, look at verse 4. God said, I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he shall follow after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah. Exodus 4 and verse 21. In verse 17, God says, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians. It was also stated that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. How was this done? Well, God saves men now. How does he do it? He saves them through Jesus, the life, death, blood, and resurrection of Jesus. He saves them through the gospel, Romans 1, 16 and 17. But we also read that men save themselves, Acts 2 and verse 40. How do they do it? By obedience in faith to God's will. So God hardens men, and they harden themselves. All his threatenings and warnings and means of grace and salvation, which many rejoice, serve only to harden the hearts of all who reject them. To the one a savior from death unto death, to the other a savior of life unto life. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 16. The signs and means which increase and strengthen the Israelites' faith and save them hardened Pharaoh's heart and the heart of the Egyptians. Thus God saved the Israelites and hardened the hearts of the Egyptians. Thus, too, the Israelites saved themselves, and the Egyptians hardened their own hearts. The Egyptians were left to choose their own course. And they chose to resist God and God's means, and thus hardened their hearts. Now Moses is going to say, stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah. And we're going to study that in the next lesson, how Moses said to stand still, and God told them to go forward. And as we have already noted in an earlier class, or in an earlier comment, they were both speaking the same, for Moses is saying, we need to stop this panic and wait for directions from God. And it was upon receiving those directions that they went forward. May we learn to do all things by God's directions.